Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual grass time sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com.
Well, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program Friday evening. The $19 billion relief program will provide support to farmers and ranchers and the food supply chain to ensure that every American continues to receive and have access to the food they need. CFAP will use the funding and authorities provided in the CARES Act, among other funding streams. The program includes $16 billion in direct support based on actual losses for farmers and ranchers. Program will assist producers with additional adjustments and marketing costs resulting from lost demand and short-term oversupply for the 2020 marketing year. On a teleconference call, the Ag Secretary was asked how soon producers could see that money.
Checking the mail, obviously, is always a question we should expect, and I will tell you we're going to do it as quickly as possible. I'm pushing our people just like we have on our disaster and MFP payments. Frankly, by the time the rule gets published and software gets developed and everything, I'm hoping we can get checks by the end of May. It's an arduous process, but we are committed to move out on this as quickly and expeditiously as possible. But I like to give dates so we can be sure that we're doing that. Our people really want a date longer than that, but we're going to push them to get these checks out in May.
Perdue said he also had to get creative on how to get those dollars to producers immediately.
We did decide, because of the immediacy of the need to get this money out as quickly as possible, to use the 9.5 that's appropriated and the 6.5 that we had residual in our CCC account that will allow us to do the $16 billion in direct payments currently. The $14 billion that you may be referring to of CCC replenishment will not be available to us into July, and I felt like it was imperative to move more quickly and get these areas covered for our first quarter losses, because I'm not sure people can hang on long enough until July to wait for that money. But we do anticipate further needs. We'll be looking at second quarter losses as we go forward and have a better data position of knowing what the exact numbers are as we're going forward. I anticipate that we will need additional money.
USDA will also begin the procurement of an estimated $100 million per month in fresh fruits and vegetables, $100 million per month in a variety of dairy products, and $100 million per month in meat products. The relief package does not include biofuels, a sector facing plant shutdowns amid low fuel demand. Further details regarding eligibility, rates, and other implementation will be released at a later date by USDA. You've got farm news on Ron.
Let's see. There's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahm's new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for Brahm's strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
They won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.